as you can tell from the title, I'm going to be talking about the perfect partner. And I personally believe these are my, what I think the perfect partner would be for me. But I feel like it's definitely things that a lot of people could relate to, maybe. Because I recently got asked, they asked me, what would it be like to have sex with you? Or like, what are the requirements to have sex with you? And I said, first of all, the requirements to have sex with me is that we would be in a committed relationship. Or you would be the person that I'm talking to and the person that I continue to talk to and I want to be with. And obviously, this sounds so weird, right? But I want to be taken out. I want to be loved on, and I want someone that is obsessed with me. I want someone who supports me. And I recently watched this YouTuber, Steven, who is the YouTuber for the YouTube channel A Diary of a CEO. And he does this episode with this sex expert. Her name is Tracy Cox, and they talk about how women feel in sex. And obviously my podcast is about sex, and he talks about a particular scenario with his girlfriend, the one that he's been with for a while. So the one that that's his fiance, that's the person he's going to marry. So he's like, I was with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend, she just didn't want to have sex anymore with him. And it wasn't particularly him, you know, it was stuff that she was going through and stuff that she felt. And I understand not feeling safe with somebody. And I feel like now, as I've grown older, I know that the person that I want to end up with has to make me feel safe, but they have to reassure me consistently. And unfortunately, if I talk to you and you do not reassure me, I feel like that what you say doesn't matter, because you just don't reassure me the way that I deserve to be reassured. So like, this sounds so sad, but I'm sorry if this sounds sad, but I'm saying, like, if you are with somebody and you're talking to someone, you know, sometimes you know that this is the person that you want to talk to. This is the person that you like a lot. This is the person that like is on your mind consistently every single day. And if they are not on your mind every single day, I don't think that you like them that much. You know, and sometimes you might not know if they like you that much. So there's a song that came up. It's called Unrequited by Solomon. And do you like me as much as I like you? Do you wanna run with me into the night? I'm just as sure about you as I know the sky is blue. And it's just about that feeling when you're talking to somebody and you're starting to talk to them and you're like, I like them, but I don't know if they like me like that. And I feel like I've been in situations like that, and I feel like I might be in a situation like that right now. But, you know, I want to ask them, and I want to be like, am I the only person that's feeling this? Because if I'm the only person that's feeling this, then I clearly need to, like, not think of you like this. I need to not think of you as a person that I can come to for anything. But you also are the person that I want to call in the middle of the night, and you're the person I want to talk to, you know, all the time. You're the person I want to text. You're the person I want to like send a bunch of memes to, like, and you're the person that I feel like if I woke up in the morning with you next to me, I would be so happy and be super blessed to like have you in my life. And you know, to a certain extent, I feel like your perfect partner, or the person that you, we're all living in a moment. And I know I sound cliche, and I know I sound like I'm in a movie, but sometimes the moments you have in your life regardless of the fact that it might be across seas, across continents, across states, they're great and they are meant to happen. Sometimes you are meant to meet people that you just did not know that you were going to meet. And I have a really good story about a soulmate story, and it's my sister. I don't have siblings, but I count her as my sister. She recently just released a song. Her name is Kayla Corpix. Just released a song called Too Late. Please go listen to it. It's awesome. It's amazing. And it talks about how she's doing really well and how her ex is probably trying to get back with her. And she's like, it's too late for that, right? Her first single was I'm Leaving, which she needed to do a million years ago to this dude that she was with before. But I digress. The person she's with now is her healing. He has definitely healed the parts of her, and she has definitely, I'm sure, has healed him in the parts where they felt insecure. And she is there for them, and he is there for her. And I am very happy that they exist. She met him while she was with her ex. He was playing, and he's in music. And let me tell you, people in music, when people make music, there is a certain type of level of love that I think that people just don't understand. When you are an artist, when you're somebody that dedicates their life to an art, whether that be music, whether that be painting, whether that be writing, if you dedicate yourself to an art, everything in your life can be a muse. But the person that you fall in love with, the person that you fall out of love with, that is a muse. And that is something that you just don't get over unless you make songs about it, you know, especially when I talk about artists that way. Because people can be singers, people can be songwriters, people can be rappers, right? But when you are an artist, you know, the things you put out really matter to you, and they really make a difference to somebody listening to it. So I think that her music, I think that people's music, like Unrequited, the song, definitely envelop a sense of emotion that you feel like you can't even describe, and they describe it in a song, or they describe it in a beat. Or sometimes people that you'll read their books and you'll think, wow, they know exactly how I'm feeling. And I hope when people listen to this podcast, you know exactly how I'm feeling, and you might feel the same way. But for a perfect partner, this doesn't exist. There's the concept that it's 50-50. There's the concept that it's 80-20. Sometimes, you know, your best is not your best on that day. But for the person that you love, for the person that you, like, care about, or the person that you're talking to, right? I know I tend to say that it doesn't matter if you have sex with anybody. It doesn't make a difference, right? I think that sexual liberation is great. I think that you should be able to choose what you do with your body, of course. But I do know that when you give yourself to somebody else, you know, I'm sure I've talked about it before. Sometimes giving yourself up to the wrong people is so scarring and so upsetting, because I feel like you as a person might feel like, I've done so much for this person and I've given my entire self to them, and they still don't love me the way that I deserve to be loved. And I know that I've spoken about love languages, and I've said how I personally like love gifts. I love being told that you love me. I love when people take their time with their gifts to me. I recently got a boo basket, and I like cried a little. I was so happy because I did not expect it. And you know, it's just the little things. And like, it didn't even, honestly, they didn't have to do what they did. And they brought ice cream to me, and I'm like obsessed with ice cream. It was my favorite ice cream. It was chocolate peanut butter with like Reese's cups in it, and it was just so good. And I remember literally I was fighting with them and they said, can you shut up for a second? I'm so mad at you, but I also love you, and I'm so happy you exist, and I'm so happy that we're friends, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And they handed me that, and I like freaked out. I did like, I was like, oh my God. And they're like, you know, because I know that you, I know that you've been going through a lot in your brain and you've been feeling depressed and whatever, but I just wanted to make this so that you could feel like, you know, that you're loved. And that's why I think, like, man, there are people in the world that really, really love you. And they really care about you. And sometimes they're just your friends. And sometimes that's why I think that your partner, a perfect partner, per se, for yourself, should be your best friend. Should be somebody that, like, treats you so well that your friends are like, bro, they treat you so well. They love you so much. They care about you and your well-being. And they want to make you happy, regardless of how mad you might get. You know, and I think that people deserve love, lots of love. And, you know, I say it so much, but I love love. I love when people get together, especially friends and family. And I love when people are in tune with each other and care about each other and are there for each other. And obviously, there's a sad side. There's a sticky side when you're getting to know somebody, you know. But if you get to know somebody and you feel like, hey, this person is worth talking to every day, this person is worth going the distance for, I want to go see them. I want to hang out with them. I want to spend time with them. And I don't get tired of talking to them. I feel like you need to tell yourself, hey, I should explore this. I should be, you know, I should be about this in a way that I didn't think that I would be. And I hope that you do challenge all that energy that you might feel, that you're anxious or you have anxiety or you're upset because your heart's been broken too many times and you just got out of a relationship and you've been on a struggling path of how, like, hard life has been for you, and you don't want to put that burden onto anybody else. And I get it. Life is hard. People make mistakes. Your friends are going to make mistakes. Your partner is going to let you down. That is just how life works. Nobody is perfect, but there is a perfect partner for you somewhere in the world. Another thing that I want to, like, suggest to you is that sometimes it depends on where you live. If you live in the exact same place, maybe you're not going to find the person that you fall in love with for the rest of your life here. Maybe you're going to find them somewhere else. And how connected the world is, you might find them on an app. And not just an app that's Tinder or Bumble or Hinge. You might find them on TikTok. You might find them on Instagram. You might find them on Facebook as a suggestion. You might find them in the real world organically. And I was told this by one of my really good friends, best friends, she said. Do you think you're actually going to find the love of your life at a bar? Who knows? Because some people have. And sometimes people find their soulmates and they do not know that there are soulmates, because there are different types of soulmates. You know, there are different people that can mean different things. And I think that every person that I've ever been with, you know, it's been a lesson. It's been an experience, right? I'm not saying that they were perfect, but I definitely would put them on a pedestal that I feel like they did not deserve to be on. And I'm trying my best not to do that anymore. I have my own life. I have my own things that I like to do. I have my own dreams and aspirations, and I definitely adhere to them. But the best thing I feel like somebody has to do is support me fully the way that I'm gonna support them. And, you know, when I say, like, someone asked me recently, my foot is falling asleep, guys, so give me a second to, like, get up. Why is your foot asleep? I'm like sitting and my foot just started sleeping. But someone asked me recently, what would it take to actually like have sex with you? And I said, that is a really like, that's a really hard question, right? No, it's not a hard question. First of all, if you're talking to me, you're talking to me daily, you're calling me, you're making sure that I'm a priority in your life in a way, and you make it known that you like me. And then I said, you are obsessed with me. And by obsessed, I mean you support me, you care about me, you want to take care of me, you know, you want to take me out, you want to do all of the things that, like, you know, I hate to say it, like a normal person would want to do for somebody that they're courting, you know. And I will do the same, because I, like, if I like you, I'm gonna think about you, and I am gonna think about wanting to get things for you, because my love language is gift giving. I love that, and I love words of affirmation, and I like having words of affirmation for me. I like somebody asking me about who I am and what I do and caring about me in that way. And it's so little, but it's important. And I think your perfect person is going to do those things for you. So this is just a little snippet of like how I feel. Like, I know this isn't much sex related, but like, if you were to have sex with me, I think, and if you were to have sex with any person, I feel like you should probably get to know them a little bit than just their first name. That's why when I think of one night stands, I don't think of them as being that bad. I know that sounds so weird, unless you just met like for like the sex and that's it. But sometimes that's just it, right? That's just it. But a lot of the times people meet at a bar. People have like conversations a lot. They'll talk throughout the night. They'll get to know each other and then they have sex, right? That's how I feel it usually is. And then sometimes they'll be like, okay, we can't see each other again. Or no, I don't want to do this again. Or they'll be like, oh, that was fun. Let's do that again sometime. Then they don't turn into a one night stand, right? Your partner should be somebody that's like, I never want to be without you. I think about you all the time. You're on my mind. And, you know, I feel like I'm on the, like, someone really important to me recently told me once, they're like, I make it a mission to talk to you every day. Because I like to talk to you every day. And I had the luxury of talking to them once all day, and I felt my cheeks hurt so bad, like my mouth was hurting because I couldn't stop smiling. And I don't even think I was on anything. I was just like, I was just smiling. I was just so happy. And all that effort and like time and like just talking about anything and nothing, and like, man, I hate to say that that's like love, but it's such love. It's such like happiness and kindness all wrapped into one. And I love that feeling, and I love love, and I love the allure of it. And I love when people can do that, regardless if it's romantic or platonic. I love when people can make me so happy. And last night was Halloween, and I had that too. I had my friend make me so happy. I couldn't stop smiling, and I was just like, I am so happy you exist and I love you. And I had that today listening to somebody in particular, and I was super happy about that. And you know, sometimes people in your life, they come out of nowhere and you just thank God, right? Or you just thank somebody you believe in that they blessed you with this person in your life. And I am very blessed and very grateful and thankful. So I hope that you have the most beautiful day. I hope that you know that your perfect partner exists. Sometimes it might just have to start with you and learning what you like. And, you know, I hope that the person that does come into your life knows how valuable you are, because you deserve that. I feel like now, as I've grown older, I've learned that the boundaries that I set for myself are really important. And, you know, sometimes I feel like people try to talk to me and I'm like, you can talk to me, you can have a conversation with me, but if you're trying to talk to me, tell me what your intentions are, you know? Because I feel like I am invested. I feel like I will invest myself into a person that I feel like they might not be as invested as I am. But, you know, I hope that they are. I hope that they think about me as much as I think about them. Anyways, I love you guys, and I know that there wasn't that much sex involved in this, but I hope that you have lots of sex. I hope that you had a happy Halloween. I hope that you have a great November. It's no nut November, but I hope that you nut a lot. And if you ever want to talk to me, it's a safe space. You can ask me any questions. My Instagram is Filipino Vlogs, FilipinaVlogz, Filipino Vlogs, and I'm always down to talk. That's all of my social medias: Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. You want to add me, you can. I'm here, and I would love to talk to you. Thank you again so much for listening, and, you know, I hope that if you have found your perfect partner, I hope they know how lucky they are to have you, and I hope you know how lucky you are to have them, because love is rare. You know, true love is rare, because love is not everything. You need much more than that. That's why saying like a perfect partner is, you know, crazy, because it doesn't really exist per se. Sometimes you have to compromise on things that you just didn't think you would compromise on. And it's funny, I just saw this TikTok about like how this person dressed, and she talked about how like, my boyfriend dresses in the most heinous shit. It's crazy, but I love him to death, and I dress like a fashionista. I dress like I make everything match. At the very end, she goes, man, I'm so emotional. I'm almost positive that my period's coming. That's probably why I'm so emotional. But anyways, she says, I'm so happy that he feels safe enough to dress in whatever way he wants, and that he is unbothered by anything. And I hope that you, as a person listening to this, are unbothered by anybody else. And you do you every single day. You care about you, and I love you. Okay, I will talk to you guys next week, and I'm so happy you exist. I send all good vibes, and thank you so much for being in my life. I don't know if you guys know how lucky I feel to be in a moment like this, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But I'll talk to you guys next week.